Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear family and friends of Elfrida, both in person and online, and brothers and sisters in Christ of Pilgrim Lutheran Church, grace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Maybe since God last week summoned Elfrida's soul from this world, you have thought about when, where, and how, if at all, you got to know Elfrida. What was the way that you met? In Elfrida's and my case, our mutual friend Debbie was the way that we met. Debbie introduced us here at Pilgrim out in the parking lot one weekday afternoon. And I subsequently got to know Elfrida better as she came to Sunday services here at Pilgrim a few times until her declining health had me ministering to her at her home for more than 2 years. Thinking about Elfrida's traveling from Germany to the United States, thinking about Elfrida's vocation as a travel counselor, not just a transactional travel agent, but a more advisory and relational travel counselor, and thinking about Elfrida's love of travel, the Holy Spirit guided me to today's gospel reading, in which Jesus not only speaks, as it were, of booking lodging and arranging passage, but Jesus also identifies himself as the way, the truth, and the life. Considering primarily today's gospel reading this morning, we direct our thoughts to the theme, Jesus was Elfrida's travel counselor. As we heard the divinely inspired St. John uniquely report in today's gospel reading, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled." And although in a slightly different context, Jesus says also to you and to me, "Let not your hearts be troubled." The sense of what Jesus says perhaps is to stop letting our hearts be troubled. Jesus' disciples likely were troubled then by the physical separation that they were going to have from Jesus for a time, as you and I may be troubled now by the physical separation that we are going to have from Elfrida for a time. To be sure, as St. John uniquely reports in connection with the death of Jesus' friend Lazarus, Jesus himself knew what it was like to be troubled at a death. And yet Jesus called his disciples then, and he calls us today to faith. Faith not only in God the Father, but also to faith in him, God the Son, in human flesh. Faith in Jesus is the answer to troubled hearts. Jesus said that he was leaving his disciples for a time in order to prepare a place for them. And Jesus said that his disciples knew the way to where he was going. But Jesus' disciple Thomas objected that they did not know where Jesus was going, and so how could they know the way? And so Jesus identified himself as the way, the truth, and the life. Those of us who book our own travel online today may have a hard time remembering or even imagining that one ever needed a travel counselor as much as people did at the height of Elfrida's career years ago. When it comes to our ultimate destination, of course, by nature, Jesus' disciples, Elfrida, and each one of us needs Jesus as our travel counselor. Jesus had been teaching his disciples But before his death and resurrection, they did not fully understand what he was teaching them. Similarly, maybe you previously have heard God's call that would enable you to be sorry for your sin and to trust God to forgive your sin for Jesus' sake. But maybe for whatever reason, you previously have resisted that call. You may wrongly think that you can go your own way, or that always end up in the same place. As we heard in today's psalm, the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The wicked are like chaff that the wind drives away, so they will not stand in the judgment. Each death of a family member or a friend is a reminder that death is the wages of sin. Each one of us deserves not only death here and now, but also torment in hell for eternity, unless, enabled by God, we are sorry for our sin and trust Him to forgive our sin for Jesus' sake. Enabled by God, our dear Elfrida certainly heard and answered God's call to repent. Each time I visited her, she confessed both her sorrow over her sin and her trust in God to forgive her sin for Jesus' sake. And I absolved her sins on Christ's behalf. Jesus was Elfrida's travel counselor. As we sang in the entrance hymn, God's amazing grace saved her and has led her home, as God's amazing grace can save you and lead you home. Out of God's great love, Jesus prepared a place for all people, not by ironing sheets for a bed, as Elfrida might have done once, but by taking the sins of the world to the cross and there dying for us in our place. The death that we deserve. As the duet will sing in a few minutes, on the cross, God's Son gladly bore our burden, bleeding and dying to take away our sin. As the congregation will sing in the closing hymn, Deine Gnade und Christi Blut macht ja allen Schaden gut. God's grace and Christ's blood, as it were, make everything good. In the epistle reading, the divinely inspired St. Paul said well that we have obtained access by faith into God's grace, in which we stand justified, forgiven, made righteous by His blood. When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, and in a sense, we will be saved by His life, His resurrection from the dead. At least one time I saw Elfrida and her friend Barbara at a restaurant that we all enjoyed downtown. And other times I heard Elfrida talk about her own restaurant experiences, including food she liked to eat and wine she liked to drink. And yet the most important food and beverage ever served to Elfrida were, as the most important food and beverage ever served to us are, the bread and wine of the sacrament of the altar, that are the body of Christ given for us and the blood of Christ shed for us, that also then give us the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. On the Lord's behalf, I had the privilege and pleasure of regularly serving Elfrida those life-giving gifts. At our last visit, she finally recalled our closing hymn about going to rest. And the next time that I tried to see her, just days before her earthly death, Michelle told me that she was too tired to be seen. Elfrida reportedly described her granddaughters, Karen and Michelle, as angels of a sort, as they took turns caring for her 24 hours each day, 7 days each week, for more than 52 weeks of 1 year. Talk about honoring a grandmother. when any of our keeping of God's commandments flow from our faith in him, such good works are truly pleasing in his sight. Karen and Michelle may no longer have to care for their Omi, but like the rest of us, they have other callings in life, opportunities to serve God and love God in the person of their neighbors, our fellow human beings, some closer to us, some further away. As Elfrieda knew firsthand from the various untimely deaths of loved ones that she experienced, there is suffering in this life. And yet, as we heard in the epistle reading, that suffering produces endurance, and so character, and so hope, that does not put us to shame, but leads us to glory. With Elfrieda's earthly death, God has fulfilled the promise that he made to her in her baptism. He has answered every Lord's prayer that she ever prayed with its petition to deliver her from evil. For God has given her a blessed end and has graciously taken her from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. And as the divinely inspired St. John could say in today's, Job could say in today's Old Testament reading, so Elfrieda's Redeemer lives and will at the last day stand upon the earth. And in her resurrected and glorified flesh, she will see God, whom she shall see for herself with her own eyes. Christians grieve, but not as those who lack the sure and certain hope of the resurrection of the body and the blessed reunion in heaven with all those who have gone before and will come after them in the faith. Those who had died before her in the faith, Elfrieda looked forward to seeing again in heaven. And she told me that in due time, she'd like to see you there too. Jesus was Elfrieda's travel counselor, and Jesus can also be your travel counselor. If Elfrieda's earthly travels, her pictures of them, and her writings about them have inspired in you a love of travel, then let her final journey and its destination help inspire your final journey and its destination. Not via an airline to a temporary hotel room, but by way of faith in Jesus Christ to a permanent residence in heaven, where by God's grace, you also can be victorious over death, never to die again. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.